Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Jordana and Paul up at the cabin having a nice long weekend.
Yes.
This is also the weekend of the third annual Women's March. Gloria Steinem, legendary feminist, said today, or yesterday, march with one of them, but march. She's talking about competing marches now happening. You know, the Women's March began after President Trump's inauguration, and now it's receiving a lot of controversy. Linda Sarsour and Tamika Mallory, two of its leaders, are accused of anti-Semitism, anti-LGBTQ, pro-BDS, which is a boycott, divest, sanction anti-Semitic movement in Israel, promoting that. On The View this week, Tamika Mallory, one of the organizers and leaders of the Women's March nationally, was on The View. And Meghan McCain questioned her about her connection to Louis Farrakhan, because last year, Tamika was seated on the dais where Louis Farrakhan was speaking, and he is legendary for calling Jews termites, calling Jews Satan, and saying very negative things about them. And Meghan was questioning why Tamika would not distance herself further from Farrakhan. Here's how this went.
I don't speak for Jewish people, but I think I'm just confused. These remarks are, I mean, it goes on death to Israel over and over again.
We did not make those remarks. You can't.
But you're associating with a man who does publicly.
What I will say to you is that I don't agree with many of Minister Farrakhan's statements.
Specifically about Jewish people.
As I said, I don't agree with many of Minister Farrakhan's statements.
Do you condemn them?
I don't agree with these statements. At the end of the day,
you won't condemn it.
No. To be very clear, it's not my language. It's not the way that I speak. It is not how I organize. And I think it is very clear over the 20 years of my own personal activism, my own personal track record, who I am, and that I should never be judged through the lens of a man. That is actually not what this women's movement is supposed to be about.
So interesting deflection at the end about the comment not being judged through the lens of a man. Definitely not what she was asking about, as no woman should be judged through the lens of a man. But she did ask, of course, to distance herself from Louis Farrakhan, which Tamika Mallory said she did not. She just didn't do. And I will not march in the march. That's me. I will, as the token Jew here at CCO, maybe your only Jewish friend, as a Jewish woman, who is against all hate, I would not align myself with that national movement. I was very proud that our local Minnesota Women's March has distanced themselves from this national march. I'll open this up. The question is, of course, are you marching? Tell me yes or no. But on the phone with us now, we have Jamie Hansen-Blair. Jamie is the CEO at Your Feminine Power, involved with the march. Hey, Jamie, thanks for joining us.
Hi, I'm actually the board chair for Women's March Minnesota.
Board chair for Women's March. I apologize for messing up your title. Jamie, obviously you're following this controversy. Give us the local Minnesota Women's March response to the national crisis.
You know what? Our response is we are an independent, standalone nonprofit in Minnesota that concerns ourselves with what is best for Minnesota. And we are dedicated to making our spaces inclusive and safe and celebrate all women and gender non-identifying people. And we've been in conversation over the course of the year with both Women's March, Inc. and March On, which are the two national organizations, as well as women throughout all of Minnesota and Jewish women who have come to us with their concerns, with not feeling safe, with really wanting us to do more and to really walk our talk about being an intersectional movement. So we're really dedicated to what we can affect and what we can protect and what we can build in Minnesota.
Do you affiliate with the national organization, or are you changing? Would you like to change your name at this point?
You know what? That is a conversation that we have put up for our community to discuss post this weekend. After this march, we're going to be hosting community conversations on what that looks like and really what is best for Minnesota. We are always open for feedback and critique and for ideas and for people to come together around how we can do this work together. And that's really our main goal, is we have to make sure that everyone stays at the table and does this work together, because that's truly the only way that we're going to figure it out. And of course, we put out a statement recently that we will be reevaluating our ties to Women's March, Inc. We are independent, the question about affiliating with them will come up soon. There actually aren't any official affiliates yet. It's something that they have been developing in the works.
How do you feel about Louis Farrakhan?
We denounce his language, we denounce his speech, we denounce his hate, we denounce his ideas. I mean, that is absolutely something that does not represent us. It does not represent the movement that we believe in, and it does not represent any of the ways that we respect people in our work.
Jamie, I have to ask, and I applaud the fact that so many people are voting with their legs and getting out and marching and raising their voice and raising this dialogue. You do realize you are marching on what is the coldest weekend of the entire year.
Leave it to the weather guy,
Jamie. Couldn't be in May. It couldn't be in August.
No. You know, and that's again, something that will be up for discussion. You know, we are just, we're marching with 175 other sister marches throughout the country. And right. This is the date that was picked for that, you know, months and months ago. And it's really the anniversary of the first march that happened. But there is conversation about,
right,
can this be done in a more convenient date for folks that live in the northern climates?
Yeah. And what elevator pitch, what would you say to women or men who want to march to support? What give me sort of the pitch. Why should people make the effort, get out of their comfort zone, come out and march this weekend?
Sure. Yep. Tomorrow is all about inspiration and celebration for us. It's about continuing our work in the fight for equality, equity, and justice in Minnesota. We're going to really celebrate women's leadership. We're going to be celebrating the leadership of gender nonconforming folks. And we're going to be celebrating the success of getting women elected to office at all levels of government, because we have come a long way, but there's still much work to be done. And tomorrow will really be a day about inspiring folks and really fueling people up to stay with the movement and to stay making sure that we make Minnesota as progressive as possible over the next while.
You know, I was looking on the Women's March initiatives, and a lot of them are more about, I would say, social justice than necessarily talking about women. I didn't see anything specifically about sex trafficking or child marriage or female genital mutilation, honor killing. None of those are necessarily addressed in the ideology of the National Women's March leadership. More social issues, you know, more Black Lives Matter or immigration issues are addressed on that grand scale. Is your organization more focused on actual women's issues?
You know what, we are more focused on the difference that we can make with the legislative agenda at the state capitol. So
on what issues?
We're going to be talking this year, focusing on anything violence against women, climate change. We're working with the Restore the Vote Coalition. We're working with getting the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons Act passed. We're working on getting the Minnesota African American Families Preservation Act passed. And we're really going to be working to get the Equal Rights Amendment into the Constitution in Minnesota so that we can protect everyone, not on basis of gender.
Jamie, do you sense that progress is being made? I mean, the Me Too movement, fairly recent, right? I mean, we're talking, what, just over a year? Do you see signs of progress?
You know what? I do. The Me Too movement actually started about 10 years ago. It just really got a resurgence about a year ago. You know,
10 years? Progress. Really?
It's been around for a long time. With Tarana Burke, started it about 10 years ago. It just really caught on again about a year ago. You know, the resurgence or the progress really has happened, and we have more women in all seats of power, at seats of tables where decisions are being made on behalf of all people. The progress is being made and that these conversations are elevated, that more people are talking about it, more people are paying attention to it, and people are figuring out how to do this intersectionally. So how can we do what is best across communities? How can we do best what is best for Minnesotans across all sorts of coalitions? And how can we support one another around all the work that's being happened and elevate all of those voices rather than working in silos? And that's really a greater part of the movement work. And not, you know, we don't take credit for that. We've just been fortunate enough to be part of how we use our platform to give more recognition to the folks that are actually doing that work on the front lines.
Jamie Hansen-Blair is the board chair of Women's March Minnesota. Jamie, I want to thank you for coming on. I know there's been a lot of controversy surrounding this, and I just want to share. I don't often get to talk to leadership on the, you know, one-on-one like mm-hmm. this. I just want to share, as a woman in Minnesota and as a Jewish woman in Minnesota, I hope your organization distances itself from Women's March nationally. There are so many other organizations that you can align with. You can align with March On. You can do your own independent thing. The National Council on All Jewish Women does amazing things. I know they are aligned with you, but they were questioning whether they were going to march. But I just, as a woman in Minnesota, we can do better than to align ourselves with people that promote hate. And I hope you guys make that choice.
Thanks. We do, you know, we do align with March On as well. So this is not something that is outside of what we are already aligned with.
Appreciate that. Jamie Hansen-Blair, board chair of Women's March Minnesota. Jamie. Thanks again for your time, Jamie.
Thanks so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.